Chief Executive at the Association for Savings and Investment South Africa, Leon Kampfer, listened to Magda Wyrzycka very closely and very attentively. Do you dispute anything Magda has to say about the way this has played out, Leon?
So, Bruce, I'm not going to get into an argument with Magda. I just want to deal with the facts as they are on the table. Exchange Control Circular 15 of 2020 was issued on 29/10/2020. And I think everybody in their right minds thought it was a move in the right direction. Then the FSC issued a circular 53 of 2020, which basically said the financial sector conduct laws that may be affected will be considered and evaluated for impact. Further guidance will be provided from the authority in this regard, and no presumption pertaining to financial sector conduct laws.
I mean, can you decipher this for me, Leon? I mean, this is very complex jargon. Basically, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority is saying, okay, we see you, Reserve Bank, but we're not ready to implement what you're suggesting, so just hold off for a moment. I mean, that's my translation of it. Is that correct?
Well, it actually says, okay, so let's just get to the facts. So then we were approached not just by some of our asset managers, individually, and some of the big life officers, Mancos, because it's not just about Reg 28. It's about life office assets, CIS assets. And they said they've got their own legal view, but before they launch product, they don't believe that the intention was from the circular to the FSCA circular that you're now able to externalize 100% of the assets. They're not saying you shouldn't be able to.
Let's cut to the chase here, Leon. I mean, is there a conspiracy here to prevent investors from maximizing their offshore exposure? Are local asset managers panicking that we could see an implosion of the JSE, that we could see their business models disrupted? Is that what...
Bruce, yes or no? There is no conspiracy here.
Okay. Is there acceptance that this is a move in the right direction? I think that is so. And this is positive. And so this is a question of timing, perhaps.
Let me just finish the facts here. Our members acted responsibly. They said, we've got interpretations, but we want clarity from the regulators as to whether our interpretation is correct or whether interpretations that are already out there are the correct ones. We just need to have clarity and certainty whether, in terms of all the circulars, it's fact that you can externalize 100% or whether there's a look-through principle before we launch product. And it wasn't just the active managers, it was life officers, etc.
Leon, I mean, when do we get clarity? Because this is important for everybody. The local asset management industry has not served its public well over the last half a decade. I mean, yes, there's been a tumultuous economy, but it hasn't fought nearly hard enough, in my view, for its customers to get greater international exposure. This is a big breakthrough, and we need this clarity quickly so that we can have more choice in the investment markets. Would you agree with that?
And nobody debates that, Bruce. What we're trying to deal with here is certainty as to what you can do and you can't do. I think
everybody realizes
that exposure to foreign markets from time to time is a good thing, given our narrow universe. Mm. All they were saying is it is responsible before we launch product to actually get clarity on the Exchange Control Circular. The FECA's, have you seen it?
Leon, I've tried to get through and get as much detail from you this evening as well, but it's very technical, and I think you've lost a lot of people in the technicalities of the argument, which is a pity. But we're looking for clarity. That's what we're looking for. But Leon Kampfer, thank you for coming through this evening, Chief Executive at ASISA.